Welcome to the State of the Line podcast. I'm your host, Christine Pike. And today we are diving right into a topic that's top of mind for carriers and other industry stakeholders. And that's the financial health of the workers' compensation system. And so one of the questions that NCCI gets asked is about navigating the system and navigating the cycle, and will there be a turn? So we ask Donna Glenn, NCCI's chief actuary, to join us today and help us answer that question. Donna, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Christine. It's great to be here with you today.
Great to have you. Thank you so much for making the time.
My pleasure.
Okay, Donna, let's begin with the current state of the workers' compensation market. We've seen a decade of calendar year combined ratios under 100, 7 consecutive years under 90, and really strong employment and wage growth, a strong wage growth environment. What's been contributing to these results?
So yeah, we have seen a decade of these results, as you, consistent results is what I will call them, and the frequency continues to decline. We have seen employment that is strong, and saying that differently, unemployment has been very low, and it's been under 5% since about 2015. And so, with the exception of COVID, and the COVID recession happened and we rebounded so quickly. So unemployment was interrupted, but it came back so fast. And overall, wages and employment are contributing to the overall payroll levels in the workers' compensation system. And these increases in payroll actually have generally outpaced any increases in the claim costs.
All right. So as you mentioned, the strong employment, frequency is declining, and really unprecedented results for the line. Why is it that some people in our industry are still asking, will there be a turn? I mean, we've seen cycles before, right?
But what we're seeing in workers' compensation is actually very atypical. And while many are asking, when will workers' compensation turn? We often modify that and say, given a decade of consistent results, will there be a turn? But if we study the cycles that we have seen in workers' compensation, we have seen volatility in workers' comp results. That has occurred. But it is usually attached to an economic shift that significantly disrupts the labor market. That's what creates volatility, usually, in the workers' compensation system.
Right. And Donna, I just want to pause here for a second because NCCI has created a one-pager about navigating the system. And I know that we talk about some of the disruptors, potential disruptors of the system.
That's exactly right. And what I would like to point out is that, you know, a couple of examples of what we've seen before 2014. So we did see fluctuations and volatility in workers' compensation results from the dot-com bubble, as well as the Great Recession. But since 2014, we've had a very competitive labor market with that low unemployment. And like I said, COVID disrupted us a little bit, but we rebounded so quickly, and it really did not impact workers' compensation results at all. And when you look at the overall decade of results.
Right. And let's look on the horizon now. And I want you to get your crystal ball ready. What are we seeing on the horizon?
So while I don't have a crystal ball right here, I cannot make a projection. While we can't predict the future, I can say pretty confidently that there doesn't appear to be any imminent reversals to the current trends. And I believe that we are prepared to respond quickly. And I call that the fact that the system has matured, or system maturity.
That's an interesting term, system maturity. Say more about that. Why are things different today?
So today we have medical fee schedules that are effectively managing cost increases. And back in the early 2000s, they were introduced. But today, fast forward early 2000s to 2020, five, we have fee schedules for most medical expense types. So think about physicians and inpatient care, outpatient care, prescription drugs. And there's a lot of state variation in these structures, but they are generally very effective. They are maintained annually or biennially by the regulators within the state governments. So we've been collecting medical transactional data from workers' comp carriers since about 2010. And that data is, A, it's the most detailed data, but it's also our freshest data. And it's, we collect that data quarterly, and it's the power of that information that gives us the details to analyze the cost impacts of changes to medical fee schedules. So we do this with a great deal of precision and leveraging the power of that data. For example, if a change is made to inpatient reimbursements, that doesn't affect every medical cost in the system. It affects only 13% of the costs. So we are able to really refine our approach. And our analysis is actually provided to regulators, and that helps the system make informed, data-driven decisions.
And that's for the NCCI's 38 states. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that is true. That is true. And the independent bureaus in the other states outside of our jurisdictions do things very similarly.
Okay. Donna, let's go back to the workers' compensation data. You mentioned the powerful data. I've heard data being called the lifeblood of the workers' compensation system. So say more about this powerful data.
Yeah, lifeblood, lifeline. Well, it's also part of this system maturity concept, in my opinion. And I already mentioned the detailed transactional medical data that helps us with medical fee schedules, but we also now have transactional indemnity data. And this data source actually came in very handy when we were analyzing COVID's impact on workers' compensation. It gave us a very timely first look at COVID losses on the workers' comp system.
Let's look ahead a little bit more and discuss what are some potential disruptors that could impact the system.
First of all, we're always looking at a number of things that could disrupt the system. But most importantly is an economic disruption, something that would cause employment to slow down or wage growth to potentially stagnate. Anything that with prolonged changes to the overall payroll in the workers' compensation system is something we're watching and we need to be very vigilant about. We're also looking for benefit changes in terms of things, will benefits be expanded by regulators? We're looking at the broad-reaching healthcare system changes that could occur, and that would also impact workers' compensation potentially. And then even something as simple as court rulings. And court rulings have a substantial impact on other lines of business, but could potential court rulings for workers' compensation impact future costs?
Sounds like there's a lot on the mind. And, you know, I know that you and your team are diligently monitoring all of these considerations. Everybody at NCCI is dedicated to that and really just keeping a pulse on the workers' compensation environment. And there is a lot out there. We have a lot on our site, a lot of information, but I think it's important to highlight, you know, our labor market insights, our medical inflation insights, court case insights, and legislative, regulatory and legislative trends report. These are all things that you just talked about that could be potential disruptors. So we have resources for that. And also, if you're interested in these, we can link them in the show notes. So now that I've, you know, shamelessly plugged all of that, Let's keep with the theme of pulse on the system. NCCI's annual Insight Symposium is coming up in May. Registration is available now. And Donna, is there any way you could give us a sneak peek at what you're going to be saying during the State of the Line?
The most I'd like to say at this point is that we're seeing another calendar year combined ratio well under 100. And we indicated this in an article that we released in October, 2024 Insight, 2023 in review. This gave our preliminary results for 2024. But between now and May, we get all of the detailed workers' compensation results and the financial calls start coming in. But I think it's worth reiterating that so far, there doesn't appear to be any imminent reversals to the current trends to cause a shift in the cycle of what we've been seeing. I'll let our audience wait in anticipation for AIS 2025. And so I'd ask our audience to be sure to register if they haven't already.
Absolutely. And we look forward to seeing everyone in May. And of course, you'll hear about all of the issues that are top of mind for the workers' compensation industry. Donna, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Christine. It's always a pleasure hanging out with you.
If you'd like to get in touch with Donna, reach out to her at insights@ncci.com and make sure to check out all of the resources that we discussed in our show in the show notes. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the State of the Line podcast.
This podcast is the copyrighted material of the National Council on Compensation Insurance, 2025. All rights reserved.